You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference, talking technology, of course, and one of the big topics is navigation. And joining me now is Neil Barnfather, MBE from GoodMaps. Neil, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about what GoodMaps is for the listeners that do not know?
Of course. So GoodMaps is a computer vision powered navigation solution for smartphones, so iPhone and Android. And it provides turn-by-turn, real-time navigation through complex indoor spaces. So think train stations, airports, shopping malls, that sort of thing.
Big topic at the moment with navigation is obviously the indoor navigation especially. So what's new with GoodMaps currently? What's some of the latest features that have been added in, you know, the last year or so?
So I think some of the really exciting stuff that's coming both now and also imminently includes the enhancements that we've made in terms of accuracy. So we're now boasting 25 centimeter accuracy just under 70% of the time and 100% of the time under 1 meter, which, you know, really is beginning to get us to a point where, you know, when we're telling you turn left, when we're telling you an item's on the right and so forth, it's extremely accurate, the ability to track the movement, to position the user and so forth. Some of the sort of more peripheral benefits, obviously, are the enhancements to some of the aspects of the app that just improve the overall inclusion. So we're now supporting 18 languages and counting. You know, those sorts of features and functionality really improve the uptake and the usability by a bigger, broader group. And of course, the more people that can benefit, the more venues want to put it in, which ultimately pulls into the bigger picture that people like ourselves can navigate spaces because more of them are mapped.
When we're talking the kind of modern technology that's around, what sort of modern technologies is GoodMaps harnessing at the moment to provide an excellent service for blind and partially sighted people?
So I think, it would be remiss not to mention AI and machine learning. Those are the two fundamental core technologies that sit at the bottom of our computer vision modeling. You know, without computer vision, we would be reliant on technologies that have previously been used, such as Bluetooth beacons, Wi-Fi fingerprinting, and indeed things like visual anchor points, such as QR codes and variations of them. The problem with all of those technologies really are the accuracy that can be determined, or indeed what you can do with it. So a visual anchor point might tell you something such as, well, this is the, you know, maybe the food area. But if you're looking for the platforms or what have you at a train station, you have to go find another visual anchor to scan to understand what that's doing. And the same with beacons and things. So I think the real cutting edge technologies are sort of sitting in that use of AI, ML, and the computer vision aspects. And of course, the really nice thing about using those sorts of technologies are that they're backward compatible. So as we improve the deployment and the functionality, it rolls back. So if I think to our earliest deployments in the UK and I look at some of the TransPennine Express stations, what they have today is the same as everyone else has who's maybe just about to go live with such as projects on the London North Eastern Railway and C2C and things like that. So that's really where I sort of see where we are today. And just to touch on sort of forward-looking opportunities, I think the AI in the computer vision space is going to continue to improve as we add things in for the front-facing piece, such as OCR, so the ability to process, I'm in the supermarket, I know I'm standing looking at the toothpaste because that's what I selected, but help me pick up the particular brand and the particular type that I'm looking for. And you know, that sort of thing's really going to get exciting to empower a complete end-to-end journey, not just to the final sort of 25 centimeters, but putting your hand on a product and allowing you to pick it up.
And when it comes to navigation in general, you know, being at the conference at the moment, what sort of themes and patterns have you noticed which you may see pop up in navigation technology over the next few years?
I think it would obviously be remiss again not to touch on the hands-free wearable type technologies. I think the big barrier to that, we're obviously often asked, I mean probably 95 times a day, you know, when is it coming to Meta glasses and so forth? We've just heard a great speak from Gus about those. But the problem is at the moment the battery performance. So, you know, yes, fundamentally the underlying technologies are there, but the battery life would mean that you'd be sort of able to navigate for 8 minutes and then the battery would be gone. So we need to really remedy some of those things. I think the biggest element, though, of that's coming together really at this sort of event and others is the fact of how amazing the future looks for us and how the technology has finally got to a point where we're able to say that there's an inflection point where we are truly reaching a level of independence and autonomy, which is we've never seen before, frankly. You know, whether it's in navigation in a pure turn-by-turn, real-time directional point, or whether it's having information on the journey, and indeed when you get to where you're going, that means you can do something. It's all well and good arriving, but if I've made it there, now I need to do something. And I think that what's going to be really interesting is the merging of some of those technologies or the combining of them where we can actually do something that not just helps the person get there confidently and comfortably, but also empowers them when they arrive.
Fantastic. Neil Barnfather, MBE from GoodMaps, thank you for joining us here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you again.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.